I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy. I'm backstage at Watch What Happens Live on Sunday night, and we are hosting NeNe Leakes and Marlo Hampton tonight. It is Marlo's Clubhouse debut. I just went in there. She is scared shitless, you guys. She's really nervous. And I go, it's your first Clubhouse appearance. I want it to be great. I go, but that being said, we could just bang it out and make it your last Clubhouse appearance, too, all in one night. So she didn't like that. NeNe brought Candy with her and Cynthia. So we have got, I've got peaches everywhere, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I absolutely love it. I will see you in the Clubhouse. She says she's an etiquette coach, and she says she has no resident roach. It's Watch What Happens Live with NeNe Leakes and Marlo Hampton now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women whose girls' trip had us saying Barcelona. No. She came all the way from Spain to say Buenas Noches, and I don't have roaches. Yeah. It's Atlanta housewife NeNe Leakes, everybody. And tonight we learn that she is not a fan of Porsche's too small doormat, and she is not a fan of Porsche's fan. It's Marlo Hampton. And it is Marlo's Clubhouse debut. She is so nervous. Why are you so nervous?
Oh, God. I'm with two of the shadiest people I know.
Marlo brought her own glassware, though, for all of us.
Yes.
All of us. Cheers.
To my
cheers.
First
cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
I'm so excited
have
to be here.
Fun.
I am going to have fun with you, too.
And in the buggy battle between Kim and NeNe, I'm on his insecticide. It's our bartender, the hot exterminator, Ian Scully. Hey, hot exterminator. That's the kind of exterminator we need with tits. So I want to get started and first say, hey, hey, Candy and Cynthia.
Wow, this is amazing.
I mean, this is a special night. You all saw Candy in Chicago last night, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. That's exciting. Okay. Well, tonight on the show, Cynthia kissed a girl and not everyone liked it. Watch.
You have horses to kiss.
Do you want me to put my tongue in your mouth? Or you put your tongue in my mouth.
Tongue kiss, deep throat.
3, 2, 1.
Tongue in my mouth. She really put a tongue in my mouth. Brushed my teeth with her tongue in it. I thought it was great.
Cynthia, you kind of went for it, didn't you?
Hey, I mean, it was supposed to be a one-time situation.
Yes,
so I figured I would just go all in.
good.
I like it. Okay, it's time for our first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.TV. Which lady would you most like to lock lips with?
Oh.
Cynthia, Candy, Marlo, Nini, Portia, or Sheree? While you vote.
Marlo, why would you lock lips
with? Oh, my God, Candy. All right, congrats, Candy. Poor Cynthia was this close to being the victim of another wig snatch tonight.
Oh.
What? That was amazing.
That was hilarious.
That was really funny. Nini, this photo that you posted the other day nearly broke the internet. I loved it. Oh my God! We can't show her boobs because I don't think we can show nipples. But that was a sheer dress, and you looked great in it.
Thank you.
Yes, I really.
I was gonna wear it here for you tonight.
You were?
Yeah, but I was just like, now I'm gonna get in trouble.
You know what my first response was when I saw it?
Did it!
Show me the titties!
Okay, before we get to your questions for Nini and Marlo, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, did Portia bring that fan to Barcelona because she was worried it wasn't going to be shady enough? Well, it was. Watch.
Oop.
There were certain things in your home I didn't like. I felt your doormat should have been larger.
It's just a doormat, that's but my mom bought me that when I got that home.
I know.
You do that big ass cry.
Cry. Don't act like you that hurt by the damn man.
That you come in each other's house and trash them and talk shit.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Get our ass salute, though.
She is a street person, okay, who now wears designer things.
Everything about you fake. Your lashes, your nails, your hair, your booty, your teeth, your breast thing.
We can't get locked up abroad, honey. I ain't been locked up in years, child.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now. Tell us whose side are you on, Marlo or Portia? Marlo, when you watched that back, what did you think of your beef with Portia when you watched it back?
When I watched it back, I just wanted to close my eyes. I'm like, what the hell happened? Because you know what, Andy, that day, it was so amazing. Portia did my makeup that day. We were bonding. We had an amazing day.
You did.
And I'm going to have to blame it on the alcohol.
Okay, yes, poor, looks like you guys are on Portia's side, 86%. By the way, I love your blue nails, Marlo.
Thank you.
Here's what, the last time the Atlanta Housewives took a girls' trip, Nini told Portia the door is closed, but tonight in Barcelona, Nini's door and her heart both seem very open to Portia. Watch.
I just feel like I have to leave.
Why?
It's just too much for me.
I hate that you feel this way, because this is a sisterhood, and we have highs and lows, and you have to know how to push through those low moments.
I just feel like I have given so much, and I just don't see anything coming back. But when I come around the group, and I try to be just that same vulnerable Portia, it's like I get slapped.
I think everybody feels like she's never gonna say she up one time. And I think that makes all of them, every time they get into a little battle with you, want to shoot you one more time. This is my time to really be serious with Portia and become her big sister once again.
That was a very sweet moment you guys had, but you were just watching it kind of out of one eye. I don't understand what your reaction
was. My lash was coming loose over here.
Oh, it was? Yeah. Oh, okay. Your lash. But it seemed like the two of you came together in that moment.
Well, we had a great conversation.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be a big sister to any of these girls. I am, since I'm the elder.
Right.
The fabulous.
Candy, she's still on about the elder thing.
She started it. She brought up age first.
Right. Yes. Okay, second, she is Marlo Quatius. She's a little bit Marloco. And this season, we have all enjoyed getting to know Marlo. Take a look.
Do you have any allergies?
Only to broke men. We are extra divas.
You are the damn diva.
Okay, so pull them down a little.
No, I think being a bunny tonight is a bit.
It's not a bunny. You're like disgusting.
Marlo's like the old girl that lives down the street that we all know. You want to build me up and tear me down.
You're big as a chicken, a fat chicken injected with a whole bunch of
Be true.
Are you okay?
No, not me.
Oh, my God, they can't. Where's your cousin?
In the nursing home.
It's late, aren't they?
I know, it's 24 hours.
Is this your new boyfriend, Marlo?
Now, everyone was wondering how she got all the money, buy all the designer labels, but I think we all know now.
Okay. You know what I figured out on the way here? You're like the Wilona of the show.
Am I really?
Yes. I mean, and by the way, that's a very high compliment. Yeah, I mean, like Wilona, there is no one better. Here's what, it's time to clear up some Marlo mysteries as we get the Marlo down. Marlo, I have some questions, only you have the answers. Alrighty. Are you currently in a relationship?
I'm currently dating.
You are currently dating.
Yes.
Do you have a big papa, so to speak?
No, not a big papa. Just not a broke papa.
Do you have any interest in a husband and kids?
I do. I would love to be married, and I would love to have children.
What's the most expensive thing a man has ever gifted you?
My home.
Your home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
And my mother's home.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, Marlo.
Yes, titles. Titles, would no you, payments.
How
no
would you define what you do for a living if someone asks you?
What I do for a living? Well, I knew everyone's going to always want to say, Marlo, what do you do for a living?
Yes, that's what I'd
say.
How
do you pay all these loans? And right. tonight, I'm going to let them know. Andy's my sugar daddy.
Do you really teach etiquette?
I do.
Are you paid for that?
Yes.
Who pays you to teach
Nene,
etiquette?
I've got her. She's come a long way.
No,
and I'm Kim?
Just here.
Nene and Kim?
I don't know.
I'm just here.
All right. Thank you very much, Marlo. That's a beginning. I feel like once I ask one question, more come out. Finally, Nene, I know you did not enjoy having your bathroom Snapchatted, but there is someone here who is also pretty pissed about being put on a blast and called a cockroach. Here's what, oh, shady water bug.
This is a dirty, low-down roach with a wig on. Oh,
okay, shady water bag. You have a couple questions for Nene. What's your first
one? Go ahead.
Name three things you admire about Kim Zolciak.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you name three things
Come on, you can do this. You can do it.
I admire about her?
Yes, yes.
That she can laugh.
Okay.
That she wear lashes.
Okay.
That her hair's blonde.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's three things. Okay, shady waterbug.
Which of the ladies has the ugliest home decor?
Really? I'm never gonna say anything like that. I think everybody's home decor fits them.
Okay. Okay, shady waterbug, last question.
It does.
You and Candy both played Mama Morton in Chicago. Who did the better job?
Oh God. Honestly, Candy's here tonight. You want me to just start talking about it? Okay, but I think we both did a great job. We did it differently, and we both did great.
All right. Thanks, Shady Waterbug.
Bye, bitches. This bug is out of here.
Okay, see you later. Okay. Do you want to see a sneak peek of next week's episode of your show?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Yes? I mean, we don't see it anyway.
Okay, well, Candy asked Nene if she's talked to Sheree about Tyrone, and then listen to the perhaps unintentional info that Nene leaks. Here is a sneak peek from the next episode of Atlanta. It airs in 2 weeks.
Unintentional?
Nene, have you talked to Sheree about Tyrone since we had that elephant in the room stuff?
Why would I talk to her about Tyrone?
Well, I don't know.
Don't ask me anymore. Let me be very clear to you guys. Ooh. I have been married for over 20 years. I've never been out with Tyrone. Tyrone and
Who
I have never
been. Enough?
That's Sheree's man. Don't ever ask me about Tyrone because he's not my man. So whenever you bring up the name Tyrone, direct it to Sheree Richfield.
I didn't even say that you dated Tyrone. Okay, now you're telling on yourself. What you do, girl?
That's
Shade on my Shade t-shirt. Shade is real.
I didn't say it. She said it.
Oh, my God.
That's I'm being asked like I dated him. I'm like, I didn't date him. Stop asking me that. Like, he's not my type. He's Sheree type. They are a perfect couple.
Why is he Sheree's type?
Oh, honey, you'll see soon.
All right, let's go to Maisha from Maryland. Hey, Maisha, what's your question?
My question's for Nene. Nene, if Kim comes to the reunion, how do you feel you may react?
Okay, Kim is coming to the reunion.
Okay. Let's be clear. Kim is coming to the reunion. She's a part of the cast. I'm going to act the way I'm acting right now. Kim, don't stop. No show.
Mama Pizzino said, oh, no, here's a question. Amanda Willie, too, said, Nene, do you think recording bugs is worse than accusing someone of lying about having cancer, which is what triggered Kim's response?
Both are bad. Like, you just don't go to someone's house and start videoing stuff, especially when you weren't invited in the first place. Okay, honey?
Mario from Indiana has a question for Marlo. Hey, what's your question?
Happy Black History Month for you guys. First off, Andy, thank you for introducing me to Fresca and Tequila. Nene, you are by far the tastiest.
Thank you so far.
However, this question is for Marlo. Which housewife of the Atlanta do you think needs the most etiquette or franchise?
From Atlanta, it would definitely have to be Kim.
Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't know!
By the way, Chillaxing said, Marlo, are you still blocked by Kenya? If not, have you met her husband, Mark, yet?
I have not. Oh, you know what?
You saw him.
I did. I saw him. I didn't meet. Yeah, well, I did meet him. I met Mark at a party at, what was that, Kenya, Candy's party?
Todd's birthday party.
And I'm definitely still blocked, but I'm okay.
All right, let's go to Conrad from Virginia. Hey, Conrad, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Mama Leek.
Okay.
Hi, Nene.
Hi.
So my question's about you and Portia. Will you guys ever be friends again? And have you repaired that relationship?
Listen, I can move on. Portia and I are okay. It's just going to take some time for us to get back, you know, where we were. Just going to take some time. We all right. We work together, honey.
Mama Pizzino said, Nene, I loved watching Nene and Kim's friendship in season one. What is your best memory of the good times you did have with Kim?
Kim is fun. She has a very fun side to her where she can be fun and she can laugh. That side is fun.
Lil Mama Jones tweeted, Marlo, would you consider going to anger management?
No, but I graduated from anger management. And I
did you?
I did. That's why when you see the episode with Portia and I remained seated and calm. I mean, it was just a little too much alcohol.
The episode that aired tonight?
Exactly, aired tonight.
That is you being the valedictorian of anger management.
Exactly.
I see.
The old Marlo would have stood up and would have been going crazy. I'm like, darling, what are you standing up for?
Let's go to Anthony from Alabama. Hey, Anthony, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy, my question's for Marlo. Oh, hey, Nene. All right, so
Nene is Nene.
Nene. Nene.
All right.
I get it right, boo. You calling the next caller?
What do you want? What's your question, Anthony?
All right, so why do you think Bravo hasn't made you a housewife? And if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
What would your tagline be if you were a housewife, Marlo?
Ooh, fabulous Marlo. Oh, no, Money Low.
Money Low?
Money Low.
I don't know that that's a tagline, so we need to talk about that. Taurus 5793. Nene, do you really think Croy's butt is fake or enhanced, or were you just saying that to get back?
Well, could you please ask Kim, does she really think we have roaches? Okay. And then when she figured that out, I figured out is Croy's ass real or not.
Okay. Jenna H. emailed, Marlo, what is the number one etiquette lesson that the girls in this group are missing?
Oh, they're missing a lot. They need to come to my class. So
really? And where's this class? Where do you teach this class?
Oh, the class. You remember what? On the phone, anywhere, whenever you call me, you just have this class.
Maybe at the Bailey Agency?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh, yes. The Bailey Agency. That's where we're going to start having the class.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Marlo, Nina S. wants to know, what do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
Oh, Lordy, the biggest, that I'm mean, that I say whatever's on my mind, which I really do. But no, Nina, I think the biggest misconception, seriously, is that I don't know that I'm mean.
You wanted to point out during the break that Marlo is the most sensitive of the group.
I think she's the most sensitive of the group.
Really?
Really, yeah. You know, she's that girl that puts up this strong front, but she's really at home crying.
Oh, my God!
Really?
She's sensitive.
Just
she's
tell
sensitive.
All my secrets, wow. Nene.
Yeah, she's sensitive.
I really am.
Let's go to Latanza from Alabama. Hey, Latanza, what's your question?
Yes. How are you all? How are you guys?
Great.
Okay, Andy, for the great.
My question is for Nene and Marlo.
Okay.
Marlo.
Yes, how do you all really feel about Croy going on a trip with Kim? Because you do know he have to have a job somewhere. So he get paid by being her personal butler.
A personal schlepper? Is
wait,
that what
you
said?
I love
it. Butler. Oh, what do you think about Croy going...
Oh, my feelings are very much out there. If it's a girl's trip, it's a girl trip. No ding-a-lings unless they're in your suitcase. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I totally feel that way, too.
Okay, let's go to Shahida from Brooklyn. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Nene. Hi, Marlo.
Hi.
What's your question?
I was calling to find out, Marlo has kind of backstabbed Kenya and Nene after being both of their friends.
Really?
How do you think y'all can go forward and being trustworthy in this friendship?
How can you trust Marlo after she's backstabbed you before and Kenya?
She's backstabbed me and Kenya? Oh,
yes.
Okay. She can answer that part. But me and Marlo are like sisters. We have a great relationship. And all the things that people are telling me or the things I heard that Marlo supposedly did, none of these girls were telling me when we weren't speaking. They all were trying to be Marlo's friend at that time. So now they all want to start telling me, Marlo said this, Marlo did that. That's wrong what she did to you. Listen, don't tell me none of that. We're in a great place in our relationship, and that's the way it's going to stay.
On that, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Michelle Obama, who announced that she'll be releasing her new memoir entitled Becoming in November. I am so excited for this, and I love the title Becoming, as in, you better be coming to the clubhouse to promote this. Today's chapter goes to the fact that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled his scheduled White House visit after a tense call with President Trump. In Peña Nieto's defense, maybe he was just mad he wasn't allowed to bring Croy on the trip. I'm going to let you answer that question on the after show, which is going to start in 20 seconds,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
I want to thank Nene, Marlo, and our exterminator, Ian. The after show with Nene Leakes and Marlo Hampton. Behind the bar, it's Ian Scully, our hot exterminator.
It is hot. Ooh, you're hot.
Yeah,
thanks.
Do you have a girlfriend, Ian?
I do.
Oh, really?
Fiance, actually.
Wow, you're engaged.
Are you getting married next week?
You're getting married next week?
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
My God, so when are you going to lose the weight before the wedding?
Well, I'm working on it. I got 1 week. We can figure it out. Vodka soda.
Wow, where are you getting married?
Tulum, Mexico.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Pretty excited.
How long have you been together?
6 years now.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. There's only so far this conversation's going to go.
That was it.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name's Jackie Curtis, and I'm calling from Ohio. My question is for Marlo.
Okay.
I'd like to know what type of etiquette that you think you can teach Candy Burris when she's one of the most successful housewives of Atlanta, and what do you think you can learn from Candy in order for you to end up on the cover of Ebony magazine?
So shady! Please go to MarloHampton.com and buy a shady t-shirt. But to answer your question, I always mess with Candy. I love her to death. She's here now supporting me. And the etiquette that I can learn from Candy is definitely how not to spend so much money on labels and things that are not unnecessary. But that doesn't have anything to do with etiquette. I'm just saying be a little more friendlier. But I love my Candy, so talk to you later. Bye.
You did. I believe that you said she's dry as toast on
she
the show.
She is dry, and I love my Candy. I would not. But she can be really, she can be very wet and get very wet because she does have bare room Candy.
Hello.
She has bare room Candy.
Candy's
have
a lot. Hello.
She has a lot of lubricants, so
okay,
believe
the,
me.
The
I know she's not that dry.
Oh, my God.
She knows how to get wet. I promise you that.
Do you have anything to add to this topic?
I don't know if I should add anything to that.
Just be quiet.
Were you surprised? Were you surprised that your dryness was being relitigated 9 years into the show?
That is so funny. Well, you know what? I think what it is, when I first get to meet somebody, I'm not overly friendly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very careful about, like, you know, talking to people. Like, I sit back and watch first, and they say that's being dry, but... Hey, you can't just be all friendly every time somebody comes around.
I call Candy the gatekeeper.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
But Candy sometimes
like,
be wrong.
What you just said,
friends.
She's like, no, let me just take it slow.
I loved your impression of Candy on the bus. Will you do it for me?
What did I do on the bus? I can't remember.
Where y'all want to go? I don't know what y'all talking about
what
doing.
What y'all doing?
Okay, Marlo, did you want to finish answering the question of why NeNe should trust you after you stabbed her and Kenya in the back?
I didn't stab NeNe nor Kenya in the back. NeNe was upset and she told me because she's like, hey, I wasn't friends with Kenya. You shouldn't have been friends with her. I still disagree with that because she knew I would never still tell Kenya any of her business. Kenya, she did her job. It was like, hey, I'm going to befriend Marlo to hurt NeNe. She did that. Congratulations, Kenya. You did what you wanted to do. She never was coming from a sincere place. It was just, hey, I'm going to use her for what I need to use her for. And when I'm done with her, I'm done with her.
But how did you stab her in the back? I need to know that.
That's why I just said I did stab her in the back.
Oh.
She used me for what she needed. It was just to get whatever information she could on you or just to upset you. And she didn't get any information.
Am I looking at Fendi on Fendi on Fendi?
You're looking at Fabulous Marlo.
Yes.
Fendi on Fendi.
Yes, hey. Nice. All right. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Travis, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Travis, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, I just want to say that I love you very much. Very cute. Hi, NeNe.
Well, Travis, I like the sound of your voice while we're at it.
I'm sorry?
I said I like the sound of your voice.
NeNe, my question is for you. Oh. I'm sorry. Are you still good friends with Dwight?
Huh?
Are you still friends with Dwight? He wants to know.
You know, I'm cool with Dwight. I haven't seen him in quite some time. You know, let me change. Maybe about a few months ago, he reached out to me to do an appearance somewhere, and I couldn't do it. But, yeah, we're very friendly.
All right. Thanks, Travis. See you around. back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Joanne. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hey, Joanne, what's your question?
My question is for all the ladies. I know Cynthia and Candy's in the audience, but I want to say, why do you guys trust Sheree? She starts all the drama, and then she sits back and watches everybody.
Okay, why do you trust Sheree, ladies?
We didn't say that we trust Sheree. She's the bone carrier, so we can definitely just... She's going to deliver the bones, and you just need to read between the lines. She's not going to deliver all the bones. She won't deliver bones to Kim. She'll deliver bones to everyone else except Kim.
Well, she delivered the bones to you.
No, well, of course she doesn't want to deliver them to me. For what reason? I don't know. But she picks and
chooses
the bones that she wants to deliver. But I ain't did nothing to Sheree.
Candy,
where am I? That man
Sheree?
Want me, honey. Well...
I mean, I don't think it's a thing of trusting, because it's hard to trust anybody once you're on this show. You know, everybody is...
Really?
I'm just saying it seems like a lot of people
you trust
on the
me,
show.
Right?
You tried.
Oh, you don't trust me?
You tried.
And I never even got close enough.
But you should
to say
trust
that.
Me.
You tried again.
I mean, I don't know.
I've been in Atlanta 15 years. You should trust me by now.
And I ain't never been that tight.
Okay. I dated your cousin.
Candy's like,
anyway.
Candy's not going to trust anybody on this show.
What I'm trying to say is everybody at some point on the show had a moment where it seems like, you know, people try to pull things and throw it at you on the show. And for me, I feel like it's a certain... certain level that we shouldn't go when we know that we're taping. You know, like me and Cynthia, we've had conversations and stuff like that, and I never felt like she'd come back and throw stuff at me about conversations that we had off of the show, on the show. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
But well, other people do that.
I would have to say this. I don't know about not trusting anyone. Look, I'm a lawyer girl. I'm not weak by no means. Yeah. Can't nobody pull my coattail and get me to do nothing I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. I am loyal to my girls until they're not loyal to me.
Hello.
Bloop.
Okay. Last call of the night, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is David Rivers Nussing, and I'm here with CEO Zach. We're from Oakland, California / Arkansas. And my question to Nene and Marlo was, why do you think that Eva and Shamia got a bad start?
Why did Eva and Shamia have a bad start?
Well, it was simple. She asked her, you know, was she sleeping with Missy Elliott, honey?
Exactly. And we had to get her together real quick. I'm like, girl, do not go backpedaling like Portia. Go on and admit it.
Right.
So thank God in her interview, she did admit that she's been with girls.
Oh. Oh, she did.
Yeah, because you remember
she
at first,
she swam in the
I'm like,
prom,
me and Candy was like, hey, girl, whatever you've done, it's going to come
didn't
out.
She's saying she didn't swim with Missy.
Yeah. Got it.
She swam with the girls, but not with Missy.
I didn't swim with Missy either.
Missy might not have been bad to swim with back in the day.
Probably. Sure. I like Missy a lot.
Yeah, I like Missy also.
Oh, my God.
Candy thinks hey, all of us want to swim in the lady pond. She says it. You said
I've never swam in the
She's like, all of them are swimming in lady pond.
I have never swam in the lady pond. All right. I said I won't try it, like Oprah or, you know, someone.
You're going to try it.
Well, you even have to have, like, a rich lady if you're going to sleep with a lady.
I'm allergic to Brogan.
You are allergic.
I mean, I would break out seriously in hives. I'm like,
really?
Oh, I get itchy. I have to go to the emergency room.
I like your geisha Marlo. Look tonight.
Thank you. It's very good.
Yeah, I love it.
I brought you and Waka a gift.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you bring?
I want you just to see his gift, really.
Oh, thank you so much.
Look,
you have to see Waka's gift.
Nene, and then we can get to your gift.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait, that,
I don't have a gift.
That's not Waka's gift, but you can.
Okay. Is this Waka's gift?
I think
let's see.
No, that's yours.
Oh, this is mine.
That fits you perfectly.
The shade is real.
The shade king.
I love it. Oh, my
the
God, this is
king.
Great. Okay.
Let's see Waka.
I'm wearing this.
Okay. It's the other one right there.
Oh, that's my God, Marlo has her own stickers.
Yes, marlohampton.com. That's some of my website.
Wow, oh, my God. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's Waka's gift.
Oh, my God, it's a shirt for a dog
so
that says the shade is real.
He's blinged out. I knew you were going to wear a blinged out.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Is this a shirt for a dog or a person?
It's a medium fitted shirt. Everyone told me to get a medium fitted
shirt. Oh, my God, this is great.
I saw it tomorrow.
But this is also for a lady.
On the back of his dog. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And it's on the back, on his back.
Okay. No, I understand. Okay.
Last thing. That's from Ari and Emma. You know, Ari is my grandmother who's 101.
What?
So that's my line.
That's her line.
Wow.
My new line.
Let's see, why are you getting it from this line, Ari and Emma?
You got to get something. Wow. You got the Shade is Real t-shirt.
I don't want that.
Well, your grandmother is
101 years old.
Wow.
And she's fabulous.
And and you have your own line of
sunglasses.
Wow,
hair.
Marlo.
And that's for you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Those are men's cute.
Yes, are you the sad?
Whoa!
Those are sexy.
Andy,
yeah.
That's wow, thank you.
Andy is like, are these men?
Ari and Emma.
Those look really
Andy
good.
Andy is giving me the funniest stink eye right now.
Oh, I'm just smiling.
I think it looks good. Yeah, they look good.
Thank
you. I gave
you
all the girls a shade
wow,
of
wow, thank you for
I
all of my
good
presents.
Yeah.
I want to thank Nene and Marlo. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Candy. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.